73 million Americans. That's how many people say they personally know someone whose death they think may have been caused by the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. Here's the question. 28% of American adults, which extrapolates to about 73 million people, say they know someone who they think died from the vaccine. That's absolutely astonishing. The corporate media or Big Pharma might want you thinking that vaccine deaths are in the realm of maybe a few thousand crackpots on a Telegram channel, but the reality is it's a massive and widespread concern for 3 in 10 Americans. Now, we can't directly infer how many people died from the vaccine, but clearly the underlying number is large enough so that well over a quarter of Americans think the vaccine is a killer. On top of this, 41% of vaccinated Americans had a side effect, and 7% of those, or 12 million Americans, suffered a major side effect. I'll bet, even as you watch this, on millions of TVs, pharmaceutical companies are marketing this very same vaccine with no mentions of safety or side effects.
What's going on, guys? I'm here in Chapters, and we got a copy of Bill Gates's How to Prevent the Next Plandemic. So everyone says, how do you always know what's going to happen? If you really want to know what they're planning on doing next, it's right here. They literally write these things and then use them as a guidebook. So that's why I think everybody needs to pick up a copy of this book, read it, and then when it starts happening in real life, maybe, just maybe, you'll realize that this is not an accident and all this has been planned in advance.
Well, to our top story now, a bombshell new report shows that the Department of Defense, yes, the Pentagon, controlled the COVID-19 program from the very beginning, and everything we were told was political theater, basically to cover it up, right down to the FDA vaccine approval process. It was all theater. That means that human beings were used as props, essentially. According to newly obtained documents, the Pentagon used a combination of shady approval authorizations that are still in use, including the PREP Act, the Emergency Use Authorization, and other transaction authority, the OTA, all of which shielded big pharma agencies, medical participants that delivered unregulated vaccines from any liability and protected them, basically. We've gone through a lot of these documents and just showed how they are not on the hook for any of this liability. These documents, these new documents, were obtained by a former executive of a pharmaceutical contract research organization. That person is Sasha Lyudapova, and Sasha joins us now to tell us what she's uncovered. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Sasha.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. This is intense. I mean, when you first uncovered these documents, did your jaw just hit the floor, or did you know that this is what you were going to find based on the breadcrumbs you were already uncovering?
I was really shocked. I was working on this for quite some time. My first finding was that these products were not good manufacturing practice compliant. And that I found right away when they started being rolled out due to extreme variability of adverse events and deaths that were reported per each lot of the so-called vaccine. So that was very shocking to me as a pharmaceutical professional, because we know how high quality pharmaceuticals typically must be manufactured. You know, they have to be very, very consistent. There should be practically no variation lot to lot in terms of toxicities or any other performance characteristics. And these products were varying about 1,000 times lot to lot. So that was extremely concerning. And I didn't realize why that was happening, but I just knew that they were not good manufacturing practice compliant. I later confirmed that through regulatory documents. And then the final piece of the puzzle was when I was able to see all these contracts from the DoD. They were released based on Freedom of Information requests and also Securities and Exchange Commission disclosures. And when I saw those contracts, there were around 400 that are now available for all COVID, so-called COVID countermeasures, including vaccines. I realized that was really what was going on. The Department of Defense used very shady contracting practices and also used several laws that were put in place previous to COVID to do this, to shield pharmaceutical companies, to not conduct proper clinical trials, to do a lot of fraudulent, I would say, manipulations of public perception. And all in collusion, obviously, with mainstream media and these pharma companies. And so as a result, we have this theatrical performance called clinical trials, but they were actually not real. They did not, you know, based on the laws that are used here and invoked in this process, clinical trials are not required at all.
So I started this discovery and this journey in 2021 when the vaccines first came out. I was very suspicious, and obviously I've collected with my partners and other volunteers a host of data that suggests this is the biggest biomedical scam and fraud we've seen in the history of the globe.
It's bad. It's really bad. You know, my personal story, I was married last November, and since that wedding, which is just about a year and a couple of months, about 48 people, I believe it's up to 48, I don't have it in front of me, who I know personally are either dead or massive injuries, and all of them are, but one is vaccinated. Does that not tell you there's something very bad going on in the United States of America? How could one person know that many people personally that are in my Rolodex who have been injured or dead, and almost every single one of them is vaccinated, and among all my unvaccinated friends, pretty much everybody's healthy as could be.
Buenos días. Bueno, estoy con el GQMF390. He retirado wifi, todo, datos y modo avión en mi teléfono. Estoy con una paciente que ha sido inoculada con cuarta, refuerzo y gripe hace más o menos un mes y medio. Su brazo aún se le siguen pegando metales. No tantos como hace un mes, pero podemos ver cómo transmite los datos. A veces sube y baja.
Listen to me. Stop trying to do it in your own strength. The strength of the believer is the presence of the Holy Spirit. There's no need to fear, no need to hurry, no need to strive. The Holy Spirit can accomplish more in a moment than human effort could ever accomplish in 100 years. Don't strive, surrender. Yield to the gentle leading of the precious Holy Spirit. Rest in His power. Rest in His ability. When you live in His ability, your strength will never wane. Your passion will never diminish. You can know spiritual vitality all the days of your life if you'll only rest in Him.
Do something with the word He spoke. Stop waiting for God to do all the work. Stop waiting for God to align everything perfectly before you take a chance. If it wasn't risky, it wouldn't require faith. But if it didn't require faith, it wouldn't please God. If where you're going doesn't require faith, you're not headed toward the will of God. If where you are doesn't require faith, you're not standing in the will of God. The will of God will always require faith, and faith means there's risk. But risk is there that we might grow our faith. When God speaks, we step out on that promise fully believing that God is able. And in doing so, we receive the promise.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share a repost from Glenda Lomax. The title is Grief in the Separations. And this word was originally posted August 6th, 2021. My children, some of you will suffer grief in this time as separations occur from those you love. Many of you will discover that those you thought would never leave you are actually quite content to do so, with no thought to your happiness. Do not fret. I have increased the darkness in them that you might see, that I might keep you safe a little longer. Few in the world will be for you when this is done, only those who carry my light. You are not of the world. I give families and friends and spouses in the world that you may learn while you are there. But all unions are not of me. Many of you have entered into unions I did not ordain. Many of you have family members and friends who do not know me and do not wish to know me. Many of you have continued in relationships after I showed you they were not ordained by me. Obey as I lead you and trust that I know what is best. I will comfort you when you grieve those you lost. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
The following video was captured by a young driver who was on the way home. It was early in the evening and nothing seemed out of place at the time. He takes this road a lot and, based on his reports, there had never been any strange incidents taking place. Eventually, he started speeding and, in his opinion, a guardian angel might have stepped in at this point in time. See a person appearing in the middle of the road. Pretty scary, of course. The man notices him too late and tries to brake, and based on his reports, the car drove straight through him though, and no damage was done to the car, making him believe that this had to be a ghost. There was no trace of this person after the car came to a stop, and he stepped out to see if the mysterious person was okay. I mean, it's a bit weird how the car darkens up though. As if an impact actually had occurred. Pretty strange, isn't it? What do you think unfolded here exactly?
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Ludacris is a famous rapper. He's seen here giving the devil horns. It's probably just because he's rock and roll. Buddha is a false god and deity, part of Satan's kingdom. There is an image of him, a graven image in the background, and Ludacris is doing meditation. Who's he praying to in that meditation? Looks like he's doing prayer hands. Here's Ludacris doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture that comes from yoga that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer, and it's the pride of humanity to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
Laura, what did you need prayer for? Is your neck, your shoulders?
I've had migraines for the last 40 years. And
40?
A lot of it is in my neck.
And you feel it now?
Yes, in here.
How bad is the pain in your neck?
Probably 4 or 5 right now.
And you have it all the time?
It's worse than falling.
That's terrible. Can we pray for her? Yes. What's your name again?
Laura.
Can we pray for Laura? Imagine having that. You want to pray, Lord, just relax. Just the power of God for fear. Let's reach out for Laura right now, everybody. Just relax, Laura. Just right now. God, right now, command. It's the leg right now.
now. Get it right now. Laura! You're laughing. Why are you laughing, Laura? How's your neck?
Feels good.
Pain gone?
I think so.
You can feel it now. Can you feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I can.
Huh?
I can feel it.
The pain's gone?
No, yes, the pain is gone.
What the hell, everybody? It's interesting. She wasn't laughing when she came up, was she?
No.
Now,
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, you know, people need the presence of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless you, Lord.
Hi, I'm Doug, and I'm here with a few people here in Banff, and we just did a few things here. You had a cast on, and what happened to your pain? He's now filming me. So what happened with your cast? You had pain in your cast and
yeah,
under your arm?
It went away.
It went away when I prayed? Awesome. And we just prayed for your leg. One leg was shorter than the other. What happened?
My leg grew.
And then you just said, can you get rid of the pain in my knees?
My thighs, yeah.
Your thighs, okay. What's your pain level out of 10 then, would you call it?
Not very high, just sore from basketball.
So like a 2 or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to pray for you. God's going to heal you. You ready?
Okay.
Thighs, I command you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Tendons, ligaments, bones, and nerves, I command you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. All pain go now. There we go. Now, are you feeling any sensation?
A little bit, yeah.
What does it feel like?
A little tingly.
Tingly? Okay. That's the Holy Spirit healing you, for real. You ever experienced anything like this before?
No.
Okay. Now, crazy. Check it out now.
That's weird. Oh, my God.
Is it gone?
Anybody else with any pain?
I'm fine.
Are you freaked out? Okay, so guys, you know why this happened? Because Jesus loves you, he's real, and he loves you.
I command that pain to stop.
All right, so now just check it out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that amazing?
I command that pain to go right now.
Wow. No, it really did. Cut it off a little bit.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That is
now,
crazy.
Leslie will tell you what it is.
Yeah, we are both Christians.
Uh-huh.
And we've been praying that God would send us that have uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And to show you the power of God. And I don't know if you've heard about the Bible and the book,
yeah.
Like the book of Acts.
Is that hurt?
Ah, yeah, that hurts.
And all the pain, the infirmity and lying back to go right now. I command the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the nerves to be healed. The lying go down and touch the ground without pain right now. Go.
What?
That's crazy.
What?
Do that again, Jack. Like, literally touch the ground.
Thank you.